ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः। ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः। देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। अथ सांख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः। श्रीभगवानुवाच। इन ऑर्डर टू एम्फसाइज द डिसिप्लिन ऑफ कर्म योगा, भगवान कंडेम्ड कर्मीज, कृपणाः, एंड हु आर द कर्मिणः, हु आर कृपणाः। यस्टरडे इन माय क्लास आई सेड कृपणाः आर दोस हु आर ऑफ द प्रॉब्लम ऑफ नीडीनेस। Who do not make use of the knowledge of right and wrong, blessed by Bhagavan, who do not make use of the willpower Bhagavan has blessed them with appropriately, thereby who live their lives having artha kamas as the ultimate goals. They do not know the value of knowledge. They do not have purusharth nischayah. They do not have clear understanding of the purpose of living this life being moksha. Therefore, Bhagavan calls such people avyavasayinaha. Avyavasayinaha. If a person has clear understanding of the ultimate purpose of living this goal, if a person is a person of clear vision, the purpose of living his life, then his goal will be only one, which is moksha. That moksha will be in the form of the commitment to the pursuit of jnanam. Knowledge will be the ultimate goal, because knowledge and moksha are identical. If knowledge of the truth becomes the ultimate goal, and Bhagavan is the ultimate goal for him, Bhagavan is the priority, whole life becomes lived for this jnanam, means whole life becomes lived for discovering Bhagavan, Him of Truth. Then that life becomes a life of worshipful life, purposeful life. Otherwise, people will be avyavasayinaha. People who do not have this purusharth nischaya, who do not have clear understanding of the goal being moksha in the form of knowledge, choicelessly will have artha kamas as their ultimate goals. When artha kamas become the ultimate goals, their devotion also, not only the mundane activities will be for the purpose of artha kamas, even the religious activities, even their religious life will be for arthakamas. They will, even worship will be for arthakamas. Prayer will be for only arthakamas. Meditation will be only for arthakamas. Arthakamas in the form of enjoyment of pleasures and acquisition of artha in this life, and also for the enjoyment of pleasures hereafter. Such people are said to be avyavasayinaha. We saw them. Now, people, Bhagavan said, Tesh buddhihi samadho na vidhiyate. Their mind, I mean, vivasayatmika buddhihi samadho na vidhiyate. For such people, clear understanding of their goal does not happen at all, will not happen at all in the minds of such people. One, the clear understanding of the goal itself will not rise in their minds. And where is the question of living one's life to accomplish that goal? Where is the question of accomplishing that goal? They will continue to remain in samsara. This we understood in the last class. Is it clear? Okay. So, now Bhagavan says, we have to enter the new verse today. We have seen the bhashyam of the three verses together, where the people of unclear understanding are condemned as avipaschitaha, alpamedhasaha, avivekinaha, etc. Avyavasayinaha, being dependent on enjoyment of pleasures and acquisition of artha for their happiness and security, they'll continue to remain in samsara because even the clear understanding of the purpose of life will not rise in their mind. Therefore, Bhagavan says, so yevam viveka buddhi rahitaha. Coming to the point, okay? Today we are going to see the 45th verse. And Bhagavad Gita introduces the 45th verse. Ye evam viveka buddhi rahitaha tesham kamatmanam yat phalam tad aha. We have seen already the result of remaining, result of remaining indiscriminate has been already mentioned. The Bhagavan says, to Arjuna, Bhagavan tells Arjuna should not be avyavasayi. A person who is aspiring for the absolute good, shreyas, should not be an avyavasayi. He must have vivasayatmika buddhihi. And if a person is a vivasayatmika buddhihi, a person has clear understanding of the purpose of living this life as a human being, then what should he do? He should live his life, convert his life into life of karma yoga. He should live as a karma yogi. Bhagavan says no. Pujya Swamiji, when he gave in 1984, and was very, very young, he gave a talk on the 10 essential verses. I think 1984, yes. And that time, of the 10 essential, the whole Gita, vision of whole Gita, Bhagavan Swamiji brought in his talk on 10 essential verses. And then, and one of the words he chose, had chosen, was this, Trigunya Vishyaha Vedaha. Sometimes, even if people don't have much time to read and listen to everything, even Swamiji's such talks would be enough. If they really listen to those talks and dwell upon the teaching, that is enough. If you know how you should live your life. Beautiful. I remember Swamiji's, he incorporated this verse as one of the 10 essential verses. Traigunya Vishaya Vedaha Nistraigunyo Bhavarjuna. Traigunya Vishaya Vedaha Nistraigunyo Bhavarjuna. Nirdvandvo Nitya Satvastaha Niryoga Kshema Atmavan. Traigunya Vishaya Vedaha Nistraigunyo Bhavarjuna. നിർദ്വന്ദ്വോ നിത്യസത്വസ്ഥ നിർയോഗക്ഷേമ ആത്മവാൻ. If this verse has to be reduced to one sentence, Arjuna, may you be or become a karma yogi. That's the one sentence explanation. Okay. So here, Traigunya Vishayaha. So hey Arjuna, Bhava, may you be. May you be, may you become. Bhagavan says, may you become Nistray Gunyaha. May you become Nistray Gunya. May you become the one who is free from three gunas. Let me tell the literal meaning first. May you become the one who is free from three gunas. May you become the one who is free from patches of opposites. May you become a person of predominantly sattvic. May you become a person of predominance of sattva-guna. Nitya-sattvastaha bhava. Nir-yogakshemaha bhava. May you be the one who is free from this desperateness for yoga and kshema. Atmavan bhava. May you be a person of appropriate efforts. This is the literal meaning of this verse. So, first he says, Vedaha Traigunya Vishayaha. Vedaha Traigunya Vishayaha. In fact, Trigunaha. Trigunaha means Sattvagunaha, Rajogunaha, Tamogunaha. Trigunas. Trigunas stand for here all the three worlds also. Everything here is Trigunas. Why? Maya is Triguna and everything which is a product of Maya here, everything here is Trigunam only. The objective universe is Trigunatmakamha Prapanchaha. Trigunatmakam Jagat. Everything is threefold. The objective universe is nothing but three gunas only. So Vedaha, Traigunya Vishayaha means what? Vedaha means we should take only the karma upasana kandas of the Veda here. Karma upasana kandas of the Veda Shastram, of course, prescribes many, many rituals and also many, many meditations. And all those rituals and being given to the practice of those rituals and meditations makes a person a religious person. A religious person is who is worshipful, who is prayerful, who is devoted to the Lord, who seeks Bhagavan's grace for the accomplishment of Arthakamas. A religious person. He is a person of Traigunya Vishayaha. But here, Vedaha Traigunya Vishayaha. Vedas, the karma upasana kandas of the Veda Shastram, prescribe rituals and meditations as a means of accomplishing artha kamas, which come under the category of trigunas, time-bound material results. Trigunaha stand for time-bound material benefits, material ends. So Traigunya Vishayaha means the material ends, the three gunas in terms of material ends, and the means of accomplishing the material ends form the subject matter of the Vedas, karma upasana kandas. So karma upasana kandas of the Vedas, having the three gunas as its subject matter is said to be Traigunya Vishayaha Vedaha, Traigunya Vishayaha Vedaha. Veda, subject matter Vedas is Trigunas, means subject matter of the Vedas, the Karma Upasana Kandas, is what the material ends and the rituals and meditations which serve as means of accomplishing those material ends. Traigunya Vishayaha. And involving oneself in those performance of rituals, practice of meditations for accomplishing the material ends and the results actually retains a person in samsara forever. Therefore, Traigunyam means samsaraha, samsaraha. Traigunyam means samsaraha. Samsaraha means what? This transmigratory life. Samsaraha is equal to means what? Transmigratory life. The beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths is samsaraha. So Traigunyam can be reduced to one word, samsaraha. So the Vedaha, Traigunya Vishayaha, means Karma Upasana Kandas of the Veda Shastram has rituals, meditations as subject matter, and those rituals and meditations, when practiced, when performed, will produce results. And those results are definitely time-bound material results. And in order to enjoy those results, one has to remain in samsara. Therefore, Traigunya Vishayaha Vedaha means the subject matter of the Karma Upasana Kandas will retain a person samsara. The samsara forms subject matter of the Vedas, Karma Upasana Kandas. Traigunya Vishayaha. Traigunyam means samsaraha. So samsaraha vishayaha. So presh prakashayitavyaha. Prakashayitavyaha. Yesham. Te vedaha traigunya vishayaha. So here, I had to stop and explain to you. Traigunya Vishayaha. So, the question comes, do Karma Upasana Kandas prescribe only rituals and meditations? Here, we have to understand, there are different types of rituals, different types of karmas prescribed in the Karma Kanda of the Veda Shastram. We have to remember there are Nitya Naimittika Karmani. Let us understand different types of karmas prescribed in the Karma Kanda. Nitya Naimittika Karmani, Prayaschitta Karmani, Kamya Karmani, Patishiddha Karmani. Nitya Naimittika Karmani can be said to be what? Because vihita karmani, otherwise said to be nitya naimittika karmani, prescribed duties which should be followed, performed choicelessly, daily, not sometimes, occasionally. Nitya naimittika karmani or vihita karmani. There is no choice. We have to perform them. Then, pratishiddha karmani, prohibited activities which should be consciously avoided. Then kamya karmani, the rituals and meditations which are prescribed for specifically for the fulfillment of specific desires. Kamya karmani, നിത്യനിമിത്തിക കർമാണി, പ്രതിഷിദ്ധ കർമ്മ, വിഹിതം കർമാണി ആർ അവിഹിതം ആർ പ്രതിഷിദ്ധ കർമാണി, ദെൻ വി ഹാവ് കാമ്യ കർമാണി, ദെൻ പ്രായശ്ചിത്ത കർമാണി. പ്രായശ്ചിത്ത കർമാണി ദി സം റിച്വൽ സ്പെസിഫിക്കലി പെർഫോംഡ് ഫോർ ന്യൂട്രലൈസിംഗ് ദ ഇൽ ഇഫക്ട്സ് ഓഫ് അൺനോയിംഗ്ലി ആർ നോയിംഗ്ലി ഡൺ റോങ് ആക്ഷൻസ്. ഇൻ തമിഴ് വി ഓൾസോ ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ഓൾസോ സെറ്റ് ടു ബി പരിഹാര കർമാണി. പരിഹാര കർമാണി ആർ പായശ്ചിത്ത കർമാണി. സോ ദീസ് ആർ ഡിഫറെന്റ് ടൈപ്സ് ഓഫ് റിച്വൽസ് പ്രിസ്ക്രൈബ്ഡ്. സോ ശാസ്ത്രം പ്രൊവൈഡ്സ് ദി ഇൻഫ്രാസ്ട്രക്ചർ ഫോർ അസ് ടു ഡു ദി നീഡ്ഫുൾ, സോ ടു ടേക്ക് കെയർ ഓഫ് അവർ വെൽ ബീയിങ്. ബിക്കോസ് ശ്രുതി ഇസ് ദ മാത മദർ, ഷീ ഇസ് ഇൻട്രസ്റ്റഡ് ഇൻ അവർ വെൽ ബീയിങ്. ഷീ പ്രൊവൈഡ്സ് ദി ഇൻഫ്രാസ്ട്രക്ചർ, സോ വി ക്യാൻ ചൂസ് what is appropriate for us so that we can take care of our wellness, well being in the world. So here, no, Bhagavan says, if avyavasayi, a person is an avyavasayi, if a person is not clear about his end being moksha, very important verse, I have to explain it very clearly. The person is an avyavasayi if he does not have clear understanding of purushartha. The goal is not very clear, unclear minded. Such a avyavasayi will make use of even these rituals and meditations only for accomplishing arthakamas. Having his focus only on arthakamas, possessions, wealth, power, and enjoyment of pleasures, a person will perform even these rituals, which means the person with shraddha in the shastram, who performs the karma kanda, who performs the rituals prescribed in the karma kanda, may be a religious person, but he is not spiritual. In spite of being religious, not being a spiritual person, because avyavasayi may be religious, but definitely not spiritual. A non-spiritual person who is religious is avyavasayi, which means he makes use of his devotion to Bhagavan, makes use of his the rituals, the worship, the prayer, everything is for only accumulating arthakamas. Because he is dependent only on arthakamas for his well-being, for his happiness, for his security. And such a religious person is artharthi bhaktaha. He is artharthi bhaktaha. A jignyasa bhaktaha is a spiritual person. Artharthi bhaktaha is a religious person. In spite of being religious also, he is only artharthi bhaktaha. He is not spiritual. Because he is praying to Bhagavan, worship of Bhagavan is only for accomplishing, tapping Bhagavan's grace for arthakamas only. Such a person is avyavasayi. So Bhagavan says, if a person has to, instead of being avyavasayi, if he has to become a vyavasayi, and the unclear minded, if he becomes a vyavasayi, a person of clear understanding, if he becomes a person of vyavasayatmika buddhihi, if he has purushartha nischeha, and if he is committed to the pursuit of jnanam, then he can be very clear. Then Bhagavan says, nistraigunyaha bhava. Arjuna, may you become the one, okay, who is not committed to certain things. May you become the one who is committed to live a life of karma yoga. Nistray gunyaha bhava. May become the one who is free from trigunas. Means may you be a religious person, but may not be a merely a religious person. May you be a spiritual person. Spiritually, may you be a religious person. Means you can perform all those rituals. You can be prayerful. You can be worshipful. But may you not have your focus only on artha kamas. May you have your focus on your mental preparation, mental maturity, mental strength required for the attainment of jnanam. Instead of having your focus only on accumulation of artha kamas, having your focus on mental purification, mental steadiness. May you be a worshipper, may you be a religious person as a spiritual person. The focus must be on mental preparation. So, here Bhagavan does not say one should not aspire for artha kamas. You can aspire for artha kamas for living this life, but without being dependent on artha kamas for one's happiness and security, being dependent only on Bhagavan, the truth, the knowledge of the truth for happiness and security. And in order to attain that jnanam, having one's focus on mental preparation, mental purification, mental steadiness, may you do your duties. May you perform your rituals. May you express your devotion to Bhagavan. May you practice. May you worship. So worship the Lord. Pray to the Lord. Meditate upon the Lord. May you involve in all religious activities prescribed in the Karma Kanda, but not having artha kamas as your goals, having Bhagavan as your goal, thereby having your focus on your mental purification, mental steadiness, mental preparation for accomplishing the ultimate goal. May you involve yourself in activities. This is what Bhagavan means by saying, hey Arjuna, may you become the one who is free from three gunas. When he means this, he also emphatically says, what he emphasizes here is, Arjuna, even though Karma Kanda prescribes varieties of rituals, as an intelligent person, as a vyavasayi, as a person of vyavasayatmika buddhi, as a person of clear vision, may you thoughtfully perform nityanaimittika karmas. May you thoughtfully perform nityanaimittika karmas and thoughtfully avoiding kamya karmas and pratishiddha karmas, also parihara karmani, prayaschitta karmani. If an intelligent person, if you have purushartha nischayaha, then your focus is on only mental preparation for required for the attainment of jnanam. Even though you want artha kamas, all that you need to do is do your duties, do nityanaimittika karmani. There's no choice. You have to do your nityanaimittika karmani. And you can avoid the rest of the things. Kamya karmani, you need not perform. The rituals performed for specifically a fulfillment of desires. Oh, should I not perform kamya karmani? Immediately we should not get scared here. What Bhagavan emphasizes is, you can perform kamya karmani also for the fulfillment of your desires, but without being dependent on the fulfillment of desires for your happiness and security. So, may you perform even your kamya karmas. Do kamya karma for specific result, but may not be attached to those results for happiness and security. So without being attached to the results of actions and aspiring for the result, expecting the result, you can perform, but you perform with the always preparedness to accept any result as a prasada, the sameness of mind. Being prepared to accept any result. Nistre gunyaba, being free from trigunas means performing one's duties, performing nitya karmas, performing kamya karmas, but without being attached to the results, without being dependent on the fulfillment of results, desires, forms happiness and security, with the preparedness to expecting the result, wanting the result, but with the preparedness to accept any result, desirable, undesirable, as prasada, the sameness of mind. Okay, performing the rituals is being free from trigunas, which form subject matter of the Vedas. This is very important. Sometimes, you know, some acharyas very strictly say, give up kamya karmas. Bhagwan is, they say, no performance of kamya karmas. No performance of, Pujya Swami doesn't say that. Some acharyas do, they say this. Nistre gunyaha bhava. And Bhagwan says, Arjuna, may you be free from trigunas, which form the subject matter of the karmakanda. Means, may you not perform kamya karmas, may you not perform prayaschitta karmas, may you not perform patishiddha. Of course, patishiddha karmas you should not do. And may you perform only nityanaimittika karmani. That too with the proper attitude. And the preparedness to accept every situation as prasada with sameness of mind. Then you are free from the subject matter of the Veda. You're free from three gunas, which will retain you in samsara forever. This is called freeing oneself from samsara in the form of three gunas, the results of artha kamas, which are the results of the ritual subject matter of the three, all the Vedas. This is the literal, very, very expressive word. Nistre gunyaha bhava. Nistre gunyaha bhava. May you be free from trigunas. May you be free from trigunas means may you be free from samsara. How can you free yourself from samsara? Keeping yourself away from the performance of karma karmas, prayaschitta karmas, and pratishiddha karmas. Which means may perform only nityanaimittika karmani. This is the meaning some people give. But Pujya Swamiji doesn't say that. Perform nityanaimittika karmani, no choice. Perform your karma karmani also, because you need artha kamas for living this life. But may you not be attached to the results of the karma karmani. You perform karma for fulfilling a specific desire. Nothing wrong. You expect the result. You want the result. But be very sure you are not attached to the fulfillment of your desire. May not be attached to the result without being dependent on that expected, wanted fulfillment of desire for happiness and security. Being dependent only on Jnanam and Bhagavan for security and happiness. But having a focus on mental preparation being prepared already to accept any result with the sameness of mind, as prasadam from Bhagavan, if you perform your karma, whether it's a religious activity or mundane activity, then you are free from, you are nistray gunyaha. You are free from three gunas. You're free from three gunas means you are free from, you are preparing yourself for freeing yourself from samsara. That is the meaning. So, worship, prayer, devotion, all that is important, those must not be used only for artha kamas. They all must, they can be used for artha kamas also, but having one's focus on mental preparation required for the attainment of jnanam as the ultimate goal, then you are free from three gunas. You're free, you're preparing yourself for freeing yourself from samsara. That is the meaning of the word nistray gunyaha bhava. Hey Arjuna, tvam nistray gunyaha bhava. So, what is the meaning? Nishkamaha bhava. See, Shankaracharya says, nishkamaha bhava. Nishka, very simple. This is what Pujya Swami beautifully explained. Nistray gunyaha bhava means nishkamaha bhava. Nishkamaha bhava means what? Perform your duties. Perform all forms of rituals. Perform your mundane activities also. But you expect the results, accept the results, but may not be attached to the results. May not be dependent on results of actions for your happiness and security. And have you focus on mental preparation, ultimately for the attainment of jnanam. Then what happens? All your actions becomes nishkama karma. Your worship becomes nishkama karma. Of course, nishkama, performing nishkama karma does not mean not expecting the result. This is the important teaching where Swampuja Swamiji makes it very easy. Performing nishkama karma, being a person of nishkama karma, does not mean not expecting the result. You perform the action, expecting the result, wanting the result, but knowing the limitation of the result you are expecting. Which means you want result for living this life, but you are not dependent on the result for your happiness and security, and you are not seeing the result as your ultimate goal in life. This is very important. All as a person of purushartha nischeha, as a vyavasayi, as a person of nischayatmika buddhi, when you perform your duties, then you can perform comfortably with the proper attitude as offering to Bhagavan, but you expect the result, but you are not attached to the result. Do not expect, you are dependent on the result for your happiness and security. You do not perform ritual or action having the result of action as the ultimate goal. Your goal is always Bhagavan. Goal is always jnanam. But you do this for result, for temporary result, knowing its limitation, at the same time, you having a focus on mental preparation, antakarna shuddhi, antakarna naishchalyam, mental strength, emotional strength, having that on your focus, you perform. Then you are nistray gunyaha. Then you are nishkama karmi. You are nishkama karma. You are a person of nishkama karma. If artha kamas alone are goals, then you are, if you are avyavasayi, then you are a sakama karma. You are a person of sakama karma. So may you not be a person of sakama karma, may you be a person of nishkama karma. This is the difference. What is nishkama karma or sakama karma? If you perform anything you would perform, expecting the result, but not being dependent on the result for your happiness and security. Having Bhagawan as your goal, Jnanam as your goal, being dependent only on Bhagawan and Jnanam for your happiness and security. When you perform your duties, having a focus on preparation, strength required for the attainment of Jnanam, then you are a person of Nishkama Karma. Bhagawan says, so Nistre Gunyaha Bhava means Nishkamaha Bhava. Is it clear? Yes, explanation here. Bhava iti Arthaha. No, some people, some acharyas are very strict. They'll say, come on, no more performing Akame Karma. What will they do? Kame Karma, you have to live your life. You need Artha. Isn't it? No Kame Karma. Kame Karma means specifically not craving for specific results. Okay? But you have to do some karma to earn your money. Yes, I am doing this work for earning my money. It's a Kame Karma. You have to live. So, one has to be prudent even in choosing one's Kame Karmas. That clarity will be there if Purusharth Nischaya is there, Bhagavan's grace is there. Okay. Nishkamaha Bhava Ityartha. Okay, next. Nirdvandvaha Bhava. Nirdvandvaha Sukha Dukkha Hetu. Sampratipakshau Padarthau. See, Nirdvandvaha means may you be free from these pairs of opposites. Nirdvandvaha Bhava. So Shankaracharya explains here, what is Nirdvandvaha? Sukha Dukkha Hetu. Hetu means what? The cause of pleasure and pain. The cause of pleasure and pain is what? Sukhasya Hetu. Dukkasya Hetu. Sukha Dukkha Hetu. Sukhasya Hetu. Dukkasya Hetu. Sukha Dukkha Hetu. The causes of pleasure and pain. Sukha Dukkha Hetu. And Sapratipakshau Padartho. The objects, Padartha means the twofold objects, which are Pratipakshau, opposed to each other. And how? Sapratipakshau, they are mutually opposed to each other. Mutually opposite factors. Sapratipakshau padarthau is like saying the causes of pain and pleasure and pain, which are mutually opposed to each other, are said to be nirdvandvaha. See, what are pairs of opposites? Actually, we already understand. But Shankar Bhagatpada explains, he explains what is dvandva. Dvandva means what? Dvandva means dvandva shabda vachyau. The meanings of the word dvandva. Dvandva shabda vachyau. The meanings of the word pairs of opposites is nothing but objects which are mutually opposed to each other, which are the causes of the experience of pleasure and pain, etc. So, pairs of opposites. Tataha nirgataha bhava nirdvandvaha bhava. So, may you be free from these pairs of opposites. How can we be free from pairs of opposites? What he means is, pairs of opposites are inevitable in life, unavoidable. We do not know what are the hidden variables. What we don't know what a Paradha has in store. The pairs of opposite situations may be desirable, undesirable. Success, failure, loss and gain, heat and cold, victory and defeat, honor and dishonor, Pairs of opposites such as these are inevitable in life. They will come, but nirdvandvaha bhava means may you learn to remain the same in all situations. So learning to remain, remaining thoughtfully in all situations without being affected by them is being free from pairs of opposites. Nirdvandvaha bhava. Being free from pairs of opposites means you can't get rid of them. Remaining unafflicted, remaining the same, remaining without elation and dejection, remaining balanced, understanding their nature, that they come and go, that they are determined by Bhagavan of natural laws, and they are impermanent, knowing their nature, okay? Remaining the same. Is what? Nirdvandvaha. Once your goal is very clear, you are dependent only on jnanam for your happiness. You're depending only on Bhagavad Sakshatkara for your happiness. Then you can remain the same in all situations, knowing that they come and go. You can avoid elation if you remember the fact, desirable situations, pleasure, success, victory, honor, they're all not permanent. You can avoid dejection and depression. Remember that these are also impermanent. Pain, loss, failure, defeat, they're all not permanent in life. They are come and go, if you remember. And then you can avoid dejection, depression. So remembering the nature of pairs of opposites, remaining also of the nature of pairs of opposites, that they are ordained by Bhagavan of natural laws, they come and go. If a person can remain balanced without being affected by them, having Bhagavan as the ultimate goal, knowledge of the truth as the ultimate goal, then a person is nirdvandvaha. So Bhagavan says, Arjuna, nirdvandvaha bhava. Then, tvam nitya sattvastaha. Nitya sattvastaha means what? Sada sattvaguna ashritaha bhava. Nitya sattvastaha bhava means sada sattvaguna ashritaha bhava. Sada sattvaguna ashritaha means what? May you always be a person of sattvaguna. May you be a person who is of predominance of sattvaguna, always. See, if a person lives the life of karma yoga, and then gradually he can convert himself from being predominantly rajasic into a person of predominantly sattvic. If a person remains a person of sattvaguna, he can live a life of karma yoga. Both ways, isn't it? So, sada sattva guna ashritaha bhava. So, may you live. See, you will become a person of predominance of sattva guna if you thoughtfully live your life with the purushartha nischaya, the commitment to the pursuit of jnanam, having Bhagavan as your ultimate priority in life, and consciously living a life of dharma, and remaining entertaining the sameness of mind in all situations, if you live a life of dharma, okay, then you will become a person of predominance of sattva. You will remain a person of sattva guna. Remain as a, you will be a sattva guna ashrita, you will be a person of predominance of sattva guna. Okay, nirdvandvaha bhava, understood now? Nitya sattvastaha bhava, understood. See, there's no way of converting oneself into a person of sattvaguna, unless and until a person lives a life of karma yoga strictly. And living a life karma yoga means living a great life of great tapas. And this life of tapas in terms of living a life of karma yoga is possible only if you have purushartha nischaya. Swami used to say, you know, karma yoga is not simply doing something. It's not doing. It is consciously living one's life. Living a karma yoga means you are very thoughtful of what you are doing, what you are speaking, what you are thinking, and how prayerful you are to Bhagavan, how worshipful you are to Bhagavan, and how conscious of dharma. You will not compromise dharma in any situation. And you're always prayerful to Bhagavan, seeking strength for living life of dharma. Only then karma yoga. Swamiji used to say, it's a tapas. I remember certain words, Swamiji is very powerful words. It's a tapas. So a person of karma yogi will be the one who will be always praying to Bhagavan for living, for the strength to live a life of dharma. I remember Swamiji's very strong words. You know, a person of clear vision will be praying to Bhagavan always for the strength to live, clarity and strength to live a life of dharma, to be able to live a life of dharma. It means how much a person must be appreciative of dharma. Therefore, if you live consciously a life of dharma, life of karma yoga, governed by dharma, then naturally you will become a person of predominance of sattva gunaha. Sattvikaha purushaha. This is the only way one can convert oneself from being tamasic to rajasic to sattvic. But in fact, I don't want to get out of the topic. The Devi Mahatmyam, my other topic, okay? In Devi Mahatmyam, in Chandi Pataha, the whole teaching is beautiful. How important it is, how one can evolve oneself from being a person of predominance of tamas into becoming a person of rajasic person, thereby converting oneself into a sattvic person, ultimately to free oneself from all three gunas to become a gunatitaha, nirgunaha. One has to become a person of sattva guna ultimately to become guna atitaha nirgunaha. You don't need to become. To discover yourself being gunatitaha nirgunaha, you must become predominantly a person of sattvic nature. That is possible only if you strictly live a life of karma yoga. So Bhagavan says, and living a life of karma yoga implies what? Always entertaining this mental preparedness to remain the same in all situations, with the readiness to accept everything which comes in life as prasada, the balanced mind. We are said to be being anidvandvaha, being free from pairs of opposites. Okay. Nidvandvaha bhava, nitya sattvastaha bhava, then nariyoga kshemaha bhava, tatha nariyoga kshemaha. So Shankara Bhagavatpada beautifully explains here, anupatasya upadanam yogaha, yogaha kaha, ityasya prashnasya uttaram kim. What is the answer for this question, yogaha kaha, in this context? Don't say yogaha means subject matter, yogaha means topic, yogaha means union, yogaha means discipline, yogaha means knowledge. So many meanings are there. But here, when you come across this word yoga kshemaha, there the word yogaha, Bhagavan says, Arjuna, may you be a person of nari yoga kshemaha. What does it mean? First, Shankaracharya explains, anupatasya upadanam yogaha. See, upadanam means acquiring. Acquiring is upadanam. Dadati gives, Adadati gives, Upa-a-dadati, two prefixes, Upa-dadati acquires, Upa-a-dadati, Upa-dadati acquires, Upa-danam, Upa-a-danam, Upa-danam acquiring. Acquisition, noun. Now, Upatam acquired, participle. Upatam acquired. Anupatam not acquired. Anupatasya, Upatam participle. Upadanam noun, acquisition, acquiring. Upata participle. Upata acquired. Anupata unacquired. Non-acquired. So, anupatasya upadanam yogaha. Yogaha is nothing but acquisition or acquiring of what has not yet been acquired. Attainment of what has not yet been attained is yoga. Achievement of not what has not yet been achieved, accomplishment of not what not has been accomplished, acquisition of that which has not yet been acquired is yoga. Anupatasya upadanam yoga. Okay. Now, what is kshemaha? See, this yogaha can mean what? Can mean artha, kama. Artha kama can be mean power, position, relationship, friendship, money, anything. Anything what you don't have when you want to acquire, it becomes yoga. Anupatasya upadanam yogaha. See, upatasi upadanam is not necessary, isn't it? Acquiring what has been acquired is not necessary. Acquiring what has not yet been acquired alone is yoga. Anupatasi upadanam yoga. Then, what is kshemaha? Upatasi rakshanam kshemaha. Protection, maintenance of what has been acquired, earned, gained, achieved is kshemaha. Kshemaha is nothing but preserving, protecting, maintaining, sustaining what has been acquired, what has been gained, earned, attained is kshemaha. Upatasya rakshanam kshemaha. Okay. So, if a person is given to always acquiring what has not yet been acquired, and is always given to the preserving, protecting, maintaining what has been acquired, he will be highly preoccupied minded, busy minded. Attention will be completely dragged, taken away towards only artha kamas. Artha kamas means what? I include even punyam. Artha kama dharmas also. Punyam also, we can say what? Punyam also is again for your time-bound pleasures means. Then artha kama dharmas are all for only. Then the attention is taken away only for artha kama dharmas. Attention will not be available for Vedanta Shastra Shravanam, not available for Bhagavat Smaranam. Bhagavat Smaranam also is for Arthakama Dharmas. Therefore what? It's what Yoga Kshema, is it? Even I pray to Bhagavan for Arthak Yoga Kshema. Therefore it says, So, being a person of yogakshema means always being mentally preoccupied with the thoughts pertaining to things which should be acquired and things which should be preserved, maintained, etc. It can mean artha kama dharmas. So, yogakshema pradhanasya, for a person whose priority is only yoga and kshema. See, yogaha kshemaha cha pradhano yasya. Saka yogakshema pradhanaha. The person whose priority is yoga and kshema. Okay, what's the priority in life? I must get it. I do not have it, I must get it. It can be power, it can be position, it can be wealth, it can be anything else in life. But which it comes under the category of artha kama dharmas. So, yogakshema pradhanaha, mean the person whose importance is for yogakshema, whose priority is artha yogakshema, a person of priority of yogakshema is yogakshema pradhanaha. But such a person, Shankaracharya says, Shreyasi Pravruttihi Dushkara. The Pravruttihi means what? Involvement in things pertaining to moksha. Shreyas. Shreyasi Pravruttihi means here involvement. Involvement in things pertaining to the attainment of jnanam, moksha will be difficult, dushkara. Shreyasi pravruttihi dushkara. Very difficult for him, for this person, to take his attention from yogakshema, to place it in what Shastra study. One needs to have certain inner leisure, isn't it? It is not possible to spare time for Shastra study. Sometimes even time may not be there even for worshipping and prayer also. So the person will be totally given to mundane activities. He will not have time even for religious activities. And where is the question of involving oneself in activities pertaining to the attainment of moksha, jnanam. Shreyasi pravruttihi dushkara. Means it will be very difficult, or it is not possible for him to involve himself in spiritual accomplishment. Involve himself in activities pertaining to the spiritual goal. Therefore, Arjuna, be very careful, be very thoughtful, be very prudent. What you should do? Niryogakshemaha bhava. Niryogakshemaha bhava means may not get too preoccupied with acquisition of things and preserving them and maintaining them. See, means the spiritual, if you know what you want is happiness and that is only in jnanam. If jnanam alone can give you what you want, that becomes very clear. Then naturally, there'll be vairagyam, dispassion towards other things. When the vairagyam is there because of viveka, then yogakshema parishta also will become less. Mean what? Your activities pertaining to the acquisition and preserving will become much less. And your activities pertaining to the attainment of knowledge, moksha, study of the shastram will have its priority. Therefore, Bhagavan says, Ataha nari yoga kshemaha bhava. It is very easy to get trapped into activities because completely attention can be grabbed towards such things. There's no limit. I want this means, and you go after that. Whole life will be spent for yoga. Life will be spent means what? Attention will be completely grabbed by, it's called, no, robbed by your interest in yoga. Then attention will be grabbed by your interest in kshema, preserving what you have acquired also. So yoga kshema can completely consume your span of life. Lifetime, all your time can be easily consumed by interest in yoga kshema. So be prudent, be thoughtful, see your priorities, be clear about your priorities. Therefore, see what is important for life and do that. So get out of that greedy accumulation. Niryoga kshemaha bhava. So anupatasya upadanam yogaha. Upatasya rakshanam kshemaha. Yoga kshema pradhanasya. Shreyasi pravruttihi dushkara. Why you should be free from yoga kshema? Because yogakshema pradhanasya shreyasi pravruttihi dushkara. It is not possible at all for a person of the importance of yogakshema to have involvement in things pertaining to the accomplishment of spiritual goal. Ataha niryogakshemaha bhava. One more thing. Atmavan bhava. Atmavan bhava. Very, very beautiful word this is. Again, Shankara Gurupada says, apramattaha bhava. Bhava. Apramattaha cha bhava. So Shankara Gurupada explains, yeshaha tava upadeshaha. Swadharmam anutishtataha. This is the teaching for you. When you are a person doing your duties, swadharmam anutishtataha tava, he Arjuna, for you, this is the teaching when you remain here as a performer of your duties. So, apramattaha bhava, atmavan bhava. What does it mean? Atmavan bhava means, may you hear the word atma. See, knowing the atma, remaining as atma. Oh, remaining with the clear vision that I am atma is atmavan. That's another meaning. But here, atmavan means one who remains with a clear vision of oneself being atma is atmavan. Otherwise, but what is the meaning given here? Atmavan bhava means may you be a person whose mind is placed only in your duties. And with always remembering your goal, the commitment to your goal, there be commitment to live a life of karma yoga. Atmavan bhava means remaining prudent, remaining intelligent, remaining thoughtful, being conscious of one's goal, being conscious of one's commitment to one's the pursuit, and being conscious of the way of life one has to live, thereby being conscious of living one's life in conformity with dharma, and being conscious of prayerfulness, being conscious of worshipfulness, being conscious of dharma. That is the meaning of this word Atmavan Bhava. So may you be free from indifference. Means may you be conscious of your goal. May you be conscious of accomplishing your means of accomplishing your goal. May you be conscious of the way of life you should strictly follow in order to prepare your mind for accomplishing the goal. And may you be prudent of being of your priorities. This is very a highly expressive word, Atmavan Bhava. Means where you place your mind. That is very important. Atmavan Bhava. So that you can avoid disappointment. Said, may you not be a person of disappointment, which means may you be a person of prudence. And being a person of prudence means be in the Shastra language, okay? Being a person of Purushartha Nischayaha, being conscious of one's goal, being conscious of one's commitment to the goal, being conscious of one's commitment to the pursuit of knowledge, being conscious of how one should live one's life, being conscious of dharma, being conscious of being dutiful, being conscious of what I should do, what I should not do. That is what is being prudent. That is being free from indifference, which is being an Atmavan. May you be a person of prudence who avoids disappointment. Is it clear? It's a very profound word, this is. Arjuna, yeshaha swadharmam anutishtataha tava upadeshaha. Bhagavan says, this is the teaching for everyone who is doing one's duties, who is following one's swadharma. Swadharmam anutishtataha tava eshaha upadeshaha. Of course, you are living in this world. What else can you do other than doing a duty? You are living in this world means you are no choice. You have to do your duties. Swadharmam anutishteteva. When you are living a life, doing your duties, what is the teaching you want? This is the teaching. What is teaching? Nistray gunyaha bhava, nidvandvaha bhava, nityasattvastaha bhava, niryogakshemaha bhava, Atmavan Bhava. 5 instructions. The 5 instructions. Nistregunyaha Bhava, Nirdvandvaha Bhava, Nityasattvastaha Bhava, Niryogakshemaha Bhava, Atmavan Bhava. The 5 instructions emphasize live thoughtfully a life of karma yoga governed by dharma. Now, sarveshu vedeshu, sarveshu vedokteshu karmasu. Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces the next verse. Sarveshu vedokteshu karmasu. Second, I can go on and on and on this 45th verse, but also you will enjoy. Make it a point, reread Pooja Swamiji's Gita home study. Because I say how I understood from Swamiji. Understand? Of course, nothing comes from my mouth. Because Swamiji says same thing, different context, different ways. What I said definitely, what Swamiji said only. Sarveshu Vedokteshu Karmasu. See, the people who did the course, no, they used to say, the people who did the first course 1990 to 93 in Coimbatore, they'll say, our course is the best course. People who did the last course, they'll say, no, 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 our course is the best course. Who was the teacher? Same teacher. No, 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 Swamiji said, no, differently in this course, you know, than that course, they'll say sometimes. If people of different age course, they'll say, our course is the best. Swamiji is the best teacher. So in every course, the best course only. But the way he, sometimes what he said, now it's certainly different. That's all. The teaching is the same. Vision is the same. But in the class, because he's not a teacher who comes and just talks. Now he always gives his vision. When he gives his vision, how it flows in that moment, that's different. You must be ready to, you know, just take everything what he was giving. Amazing. Anyway, I have 10% charging in my thing. Oh my God. You will go back to the room. So Sarveshu Vedokteshu. Karmasu. See, in all the karmas prescribed in the Veda Shastra, in all the Vedas, all the rituals, all the karmas prescribed in all the Vedas, yani anantani phalani. And also, countless number of results, benefits of those rituals, which were, you know, promised in the Karma Kanda. Tani na apekshyante. If they are not required, all the countless number of rituals, countless number of karmas, countless number of results of those rituals, all of them which are revealed, which are prescribed, which are revealed in the Shastram. Tani na apekshyante chet. If they are not required. Tani kimartam ishwaraya iti anushtiyante. Why they are performed, okay, for Ishwara. Kimartam ishwaraya iti anushtiyante. Why they are performed, saying it is all for the Lord. If all the rituals are not required, what is one is only jnanam for happiness. Then, countless number of rituals and their countless number of results, all of them prescribed in the Shastram are not required at all. Then, kimartam tani anushtiyante, why they are all performed? Saying, Ishwaraya, saying it is all for Ishwara. Why they're all performed, saying that this all, everything is performed for Ishwara. Got it? Why they are performed, saying that they're all performed for Ishwara. If the question comes, the answer is given here. Ishwaraya iti kimartam tani anushtiyante, why all those rituals are performed saying this all for Ishwara. Ucchate shruno. If no result is required, no ritual is required, who can be the one who does not want any result, does not require any ritual? The person who is reveling in the vision of fullness of happiness alone, who has the luxury of reveling in the vision of fullness, is the one who does not require any ritual, does not require any result of any ritual. No, doesn't require. Even no karmas are required for him. No, even mundane activities also not required. Religious activity also is not required. The results are not required because because does not lack anything. He does not lack anything because he is reveling in the, he is free from inadequacy. He is reveling in the vision of fullness, of happiness. Then still, even that such a person, okay, why those are performed, they are not required, saying it's all for Ishvara. Ishvaraya iti kimartam anushthiyante. Shunu, let me tell you why they're performed saying it is all for Ishvara. So we'll see the verse tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.